Mornings and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Michael Wallace. President Trump has filed a $10 billion libel lawsuit against the Wall Street Journal and its owner, Rupert Murdoch, over the paper's story about Trump's alleged bawdy birthday letter to Jeffrey Epstein. The Justice Department has asked a New York court to unseal grand jury transcripts from Epstein's sex trafficking case. More from CBS's Wendy Gillette.
After pushing back on calls from Democrats and many supporters to reveal more about the Epstein case, the president ordered new disclosures of information. Federal prosecutors complied yesterday, asking a judge to unseal grand jury transcripts. Trump supporter Stephen Taylor, who lives in western Pennsylvania, says he wants to see more.
We put you in office. You ran on this platform. You offered it. We didn't ask for it. And now we want it. We demand it.
The 24 million Americans insured under the Affordable Care Act may see big premium increases next year and a sharp drop in the federal subsidies most of them rely on to buy their coverage. CBS News chief medical correspondent Dr. John LaPook.
KFF, a health policy research group, says the loss of some tax credits will drive up out-of-pocket payments by over 75%. The Congressional Budget Office projects at least 4 million people will lose their coverage.
President Trump has signed a cryptocurrency bill.
It's called the Genius Act.
We take a giant step to cement American dominance of global finance and crypto technology.
President Trump says the law sets regulations for a type of cryptocurrency known as stable coins.
Well, it's good for the dollar and it's good for the country.
The new law is meant to bolster consumer confidence in the crypto industry, while the president pledges to make the U.S. the crypto capital of the world. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
Microsoft has announced it will stop using Chinese engineers for cloud support for the Department of Defense. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth has ordered an internal review after a risk was detected.
It turns out that some tech companies have been using cheap Chinese labor to assist with DoD cloud services. This is obviously unacceptable.
Hegseth says it was a legacy system created over a decade ago under the Obama administration. He says China will no longer have any involvement in those cloud services. Researchers have found a reason why millions of bees have died over the last year. KOVR-TV reporter Dominic Garcia is in Sacramento.
The new USDA report shows mites that infect hives have become immune to chemicals that are used to control them, specifically a chemical called amitraz. Other factors like climate and pesticides have not helped.
The loss of so many bees is impacting agricultural production. They pollinate a lot of crops. This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Right now, you can save big with T-Mobile's phone and home internet bundle. Visit your local store to learn more.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly cloudy today, highs around 80 degrees. Partly cloudy tonight, 56. Some sunshine for Sunday and highs in the upper 70s. Mostly sunny, upper 70s on your Monday. Slight chance of showers and thunderstorms on Tuesday. Highs in the mid 80s, upper 80s Wednesday.
Right now, it's 62.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time after a massage, a chiropractor appointment, and some sleep. We'll be back with regular programming from Madison on Monday. Join us then.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Thank you. ciel, ma vie ciel, soi curaj. Na la selva salubendo un goście, ma vie ciel, soi curaj.
Hey, that's the sounds of Eddie Blazunczyk and the Versatones kicking things off here on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show. Your host, Tim, the Polka Guy, keeping you company here for the next hour. Glad you could join us once again. Got a lot of good tunes on the way, and we'll play another one here off of his concert album. Mm-hmm. And it's been a blue, blue day.
It's been a blue, blue day. I feel like running away. I feel like running away from it all. My love has been untrue. She's found somebody new. It's been a blue, blue day for me. I feel like crying, dying. What can I do? I feel like praying, saying, I'm glad we're through. It's been a blue, blue day. I feel like running away. I feel like running away from the blue. I cannot make believe that I don't sit and grieve. It's been a blue, blue day for me. I can't pretend and say that I don't love her anyway. It's been a blue, blue day for me. I feel like crying, dying. What can I do? I feel like praying, saying, I'm glad we're through. It's been a blue, blue day. I feel like running away. I feel like running away from the blues.
And things in this world will get better for someday. And stripes red, white, and blue. Its cities and towns and its vast countrysides. He made this great land for me and you. As life rolls on and on, we've got to love one another. We're all sisters and brothers. Shemai Mira Zenshin. We've all got to stick together, and things in this world will get better forever someday. As life rolls on and on, we've got to love one another. Kohain Miedin Drugiego, 'cause we're all sisters and brothers. Trzymaj mi razencie. We've all got to stick together, and things in this world will get better forever someday.
True for me.
Lenny Gromulka and the Chicago Push. And another Polka Weekend, right? Sure is. Music Connection up next. Neil Zunker and the Boys, yes. And we'll do that tune that, I can't think of the guy's name now. It's the sax player that was with Steve Meisner's band, and it's Aber Gut. I'll figure it out here in a minute.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. An unwelcome surprise for Wisconsin farmers looking to apply for the Federal Rural Energy for America program, or REAP. The popular program helps rural small businesses and farmers invest in money-saving energy efficiency upgrades and clean energy. But the application window that was supposed to open July 1st was abruptly closed by the USDA. The agency says it's delaying the grant application window. The EPA is awarding a $700,000 grant to help Kenosha County pay for the final phase of restoration of the Pike River. Crews are restoring banks and habitat along the river and planting native pollinator-friendly plants. The project is aimed at improving the quality of water flowing into Lake Michigan. For a deep dive into environmental issues impacting Wisconsin, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to the Polka Party. Everybody sing along. It's heaven, there's no beer.
Thank you. to shout out loud to everyone and let the people know. It's polka time,
polka time,
it's polka time. When those chores are done and all your work is through, that's when you finally have a chance to join your friends for a happy gathering at your favorite polka dance. Tune in your favorite polka show. You want to shout out loud to everyone and let the people know. It's polka time,
polka time,
it's polka time,
polka time.
Happy polka melodies that everybody knows. It's polka time,
polka time,
it's polka time,
polka time.
Listen to the snappy beat of every band. When those chores are done and all your work is through, that's when you finally have a chance to join your friends for a happy gathering at your favorite polka dance.
Grown Radio, WFHR. As Wisconsin is summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
CBS News Brief. Breaking news in Los Angeles. More than 20 people were injured when a car plowed into a crowd on Santa Monica Boulevard in East Hollywood. CBS's Wendy Gillette reports the Justice Department has asked a judge to unseal grand jury testimony from Jeffrey Epstein's sex trafficking case.
Trump supporter Stephen Taylor, who lives in western Pennsylvania, says he wants to see more.
We put you in office. You ran on this platform. You offered it. We didn't ask for it. And now we want it. We demand it.
Obamacare premiums are expected to jump sharply next year. CBS News chief medical correspondent Dr. John LaPook.
The Congressional Budget Office projects at least 4 million people will lose their coverage.
Researchers may have found a reason why so many bees are dying. KOVR-TV reporter Dominic Garcia is in Sacramento.
The new USDA report shows mites that infect hives have become immune to chemicals that are used to control them.
Climate change and pesticides are also to blame for the bee die-off. CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Wallace.
No more mold. No more damage. No more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass-treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
As Wisconsin is summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly cloudy today, highs around 80 degrees. Partly cloudy tonight, 56. Some sunshine for Sunday and highs in the upper 70s. Mostly sunny, upper 70s on your Monday. Slight chance of showers and thunderstorms on Tuesday. Highs in the mid 80s, upper 80s Wednesday.
Right now, it's 62.
Data shows that after a child turns 9 in foster care, they are much less likely to be adopted. But the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption believes every child is adoptable.
Families, if you're able to let your hair down a little bit, there's a lot to learn from teenagers.
The clock is ticking for teens at risk of aging out of foster care. Learn how you can help at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Crockett Septic provides professional septic system pumping, inspections, and portable sanitation rentals. Trust the experts and keep your system running smoothly. Call Crockett Septic today, 715-712-3456, or visit CrockettSeptic.com.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to the Polka Party. Oh, yeah, we have John Gota again. This is off his Pangora box album, and one entitled Ooh La La Polka.
Ooh la 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 la, ooh la 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 la, ooh la 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 la, raz, dwa, trzy! Się dzieje. U la 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 la, u la 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 la, u la 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 la. Raz, dwa, trzy. Panie malarzu, o co cię proszę, wymaluj się mi, co w sercu noszę. U la 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 la. Skończony.
Ooh la la la. Uh-huh. That, I love that song. Hey, we have Steve Meisner coming up. And by the way, last segment we did, we played a tune, Aber Gut, and it was Dick Hartman that wrote that. Took me a while to think about it. Yeah, and he did a nice job on that. We got it also by another artist, but that was by the Music Connection. Well, now Steve Meisner put an album out called An Ivory Romance, and he does some beautiful tunes here, and Calcutta is one of them.
Thank you.
Steve Meisner from an Ivory Romance album. Arrivederci Roma is the name of the tune. All right, Mr. Sandman. This was one of my favorite songs from 1955. It was by the Cordettes, and they were from Sheboygan, but this is not them. This is the Penn, Ohio Polka Pals recording Mr. Sandman.
I'm so alone, don't have nobody.
you like that tune? Me too. That is called Corby's Polka. And that was recorded by also the Penn, Ohio Polka Pals. Yeah. All right. Let's take a look and see what else we have cooking here. Yeah. The Polish Connection. Yeah, I had something by them here. Kind of ready to go. If I could just... let's see here. Oh, she's not crying anymore.
She's not crying anymore. And she don't love me any longer. There's a smile upon her face. All the love takes my place. She's not crying anymore. She used to cry when I come home late. She couldn't buy the lies I told. All she wanted was to be needed, someone that she could call her own. Her love I knew I took for granted, till she just walked out of my door. Too little too late to say I'm sorry, 'cause she's not crying anymore. She's not crying anymore. And she don't love me any longer. There's a smile upon her face. A new love takes my place. She's not crying anymore. I wish she's really she picked herself up off the ground. I wasn't there when I was needed, but I was there to let her down. Sometimes you know I feel so foolish. If I knew then what I know now, another tear would have never fallen. If we could work things out somehow.
Hey, that's the sounds of the Polish Connection, and she's not crying anymore. Hey, we just got time for one short one, and we'll take a little station break. We'll be right back.
Pijmy aż do rana, pijmy aż do rana, wypijemy razem już.
This is Locally Grown Radio, WFHR.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In a chaotic and somewhat discombobulating end to the process, Wisconsin lawmakers passed a state budget and Governor Tony Evers signed it into law at about 1:30 a.m. on July 3rd. What made this budget different from the others signed in this era of divided government is that Democratic votes were needed to pass the budget in the state Senate. Part of the reason that was made possible is because of new, fairer maps. Last November, Senate Democrats flipped four seats,
shrinking the Republican majority to just an 18-15 margin. Now, candidates are already lining up to take this the rest of the way and flip the chamber. Democrat Jenna Jacobson, who currently serves in the Assembly, is now running for Senate, challenging Republican Howard Markline in the 17th District. If Democrats can flip that district and one more seat, they could control the state Senate for the first time in more than 15 years. That would be a big deal for state politics in Wisconsin.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
Locally Grown Radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Well, our time has gone so quickly here at the Polka Party. Got time for one quick tune before we close it out. And this one's Maurice, Don't Do That.
This song is called Maurice Fait Pas Ça. And me, I'm going to tell you how come it's called that. You see, me and Alida, my wife, we was married only 3 years when Maurice, that big cochon, he come along and he stole Alida from me. But now I got me a way to get even. I'm going to die. Then I'm going to come back and be a ghost. And I'm going to spend all my time watching Maurice and Alida. And if Maurice, he gets some idea I don't like, I'm gonna knock on his bedroom door like this.
Yeah, we have to say goodbye, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. Have yourself a great weekend and a great week. We want you back next time. So when you're about and about driving, be careful. Bye now.
Knock, knock, knock on the bedroom door. You ain't alone no more. Knock, knock, knock on the bedroom door. Maurice, that's me for sure. Maurice, Maurice, that's me for sure. I'm knocking on your door. I'm watching you and Alida, and I'm gonna watch some more. I'm gonna say to Alida, me, I'm watching you. And you, Maurice, you big cochon, I'm gonna watch you too. There ain't gonna be no monkey shine, cause I'm gonna be around. Go stay right there on the side of your bed, or I'll knock on the bedroom door. On your door. I'm watching you and Holly down, and I'm gonna watch some more. Don't try to kiss her twice some more, cause I'll be at the door. And if you kiss her twice some more, I'll knock on the bedroom door. There ain't gonna be no monkey shine, cause I'm gonna be around. So go to sleep, you big baboon, I'll knock on the bedroom door. Knock, knock, knock on the bedroom door. I'm watching you and
small businesses are the heart of America. As the nation's largest nonprofit resource of expert business mentoring, SCORE has helped millions of entrepreneurs build their businesses. For free, find a mentor today at score.org.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Pat Kreitlow.
Coming up on Monday, we'll visit with Up North News reporter Selena Heller, as well as Dr. Kristen Lyerly, and get civic media updates from Jane Matinere and Jimmy Koska.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
Snakes, zombies, sharks, heights, speaking in public. The list of fears is endless. But while you're clutching your blanket in the dark, wondering if that sound in the hall was actually a footstep, the real danger is in your hand, when you're behind the wheel. And while you might think a great white shark is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Michael Wallace. Breaking news from Los Angeles, where a car has slammed into a crowd. More from CBS's Michelle Miller.
The fire department says more than 20 people are hurt after a car drove into a crowd in East Hollywood. It happened on Santa Monica Boulevard. Authorities say up to 5 people are in critical condition and more are seriously hurt.
At least 10 people were seriously injured. No word yet if it was an accident or intentional. President Trump has filed a $10 billion lawsuit against the Wall Street Journal over its story on his ties to Jeffrey Epstein. CBS's Scott McFarlane reports the Justice Department has asked a federal court to unseal grand jury transcripts in Epstein's sex trafficking case.
The federal courts don't move swiftly in the best of circumstances, but this is a particularly tricky notion to get a judge to unseal sealed grand jury materials. Other people may want to file on this and gum it.